It's official. You are all to celebrate America's birthday as you normally would. Go where you want to go, do what you want to do, have a good time. Now, on one level, that's good. We are hardworking people. We deserve a day to relax and blow off some steam. But on another level, this is a very scary concept, telling everybody to go ahead and cut loose. Because we're talking about Independence Day here. Of all the holidays we Americans celebrate, this is a day that could use a little more caution. When I hear public officials, and they are well-meaning, God bless them, but when I hear public officials say, go about your business on the 4th, it concerns me because some Americans, when the 4th of July hits, turn into maniacs. Every year, about 8,000 people wind up in the hospital. That's because otherwise sane suburban men go off to the Indian reservation and load up on stuff that looks like it came from one of you-know-whose caves. Going over some of the new releases in the typical fireworks catalog, we have the Atom Splitter, the Battle Beast, the Blood Sucker, the Killer Typhoon, the Iron Revenger, the Great Godzilla, the Mighty Might Mortar Kit, the Missile Defense Shield, and you thought it would never work, the Mutant Freak, the Raging Rottweilers, the Shagadelic Mojo, the Warhead Super Bang, the Untamed Retribution, the Big Kahuna, and the, quote, Big Badass Double Break Shell, unquote. And those are just the legal ones. Some particularly exuberant Americans buy M80s and blow up the garden shed. Remember, the message we want to send is that we defy terrorism, not mimic it, okay?